Hey everybody, Nate here. Before the show, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, the Snack Nanny. The Snack Nanny is the latest, greatest spill-proof bowl. It's the first snack bowl for kids with a self-closing door. The Snack Nanny allows kids to snack freely without overeating, keeps kids entertained, and prevents them from creating a mess for mom and dad to clean up. Kids and parents love the Snack Nanny. It's easy to use, easy to clean, and includes portion control features that only the Snack Nanny offers. To order, go to www.snacknanny.com. or order from Amazon. Remember, you support our sponsors and they support us. Thanks, and Nihei Debiru. This is Chop Doc, and I'm your host, Nate England. If you listen to the show on iTunes, please write a review and give us a 5-star rating. Also, be sure to check out the show's page on Facebook. This week, my good buddy Chris Gavin joins the program. Chris and I have known each other since we were little kids, and we worked out together at the University of Illinois Shuriru Karate Club starting back in 2000. Chris and I start off by reminiscing about the U of I club, and then talk about the upcoming Jodo and Karate Seminar in Cincinnati with Sensei Chusho Fukuhara. On Saturday, November 7th, the Kosho School of Karate will host a seminar by 2014 Japanese National Bato Do Champion Sensei Chusho Fukuhara and 6 members of the Meisuikan Dojo in Naha, Okinawa, including former Chop Talk guest Miwa Kanazawa. The seminar will focus on Jodo, the art of the short staff, but will also include sessions taught by Sensei David Hammond on Shuriru Karate and Miwa Kanazawa on Goju-ryu Karate. And there'll be one more instructor that we can't announce just yet, but hopefully I'll be able to talk about that soon. Jodo is a Japanese martial art of the short staff. It was started in the 1600s by Musō Gononosuke, who was one of the most famous samurai in Japan. He was considered to be the best practitioner of the bow or 6-foot staff in Japan at that time. He fought a duel with Miyamoto Musashi, but lost because he couldn't maneuver his 6-foot bow in such a way to block Musashi's 2-sword attacks. Defeated, but still alive, he retreated to the mountains near Fukuoka in southern Japan and found a temple there, Kamado Jinja, where he developed the art of Jodo. He shortened his long staff to 4 foot and practiced striking and thrusting attacks to use against the sword. The shorter staff let him mimic the movements of the sword, spear, and naginata, and also allowed him to move inside of a swordsman's guard. When the time was right, he challenged Musashi again, this time defeating him. And this is the only time that Musashi lost a match during his entire career. If you're interested in learning more about the Jo, you're not going to find a better opportunity than this seminar. We'll have something for everyone, from beginners to advanced Jo practitioners. And we'll also have some great karate sessions for those of you who are more interested in hand-to-hand martial arts. To find out more about the seminar with Sensei Chusho Fukuhara and the Kosho School of Karate in Cincinnati, call 513-510-3844. Email koshoschoolofkarate@gmail.com or visit the event page on Facebook. I've been posting some videos and photos about the upcoming seminar on the Facebook page, so definitely check it out. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
So, okay, is this put on by you or is it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is your seminar.
Yeah, us, and the school, the Kosho School of Karate, we're putting it on, but yeah, essentially, yeah.
Okay, but this is like this guy coming over and doing the tour or anything?
No, he's going to be here for a whole week here in Cincinnati, working out with us.
No, that's fucking awesome. Nathan, that's cool as fuck.
I know. Let's get into it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hold on. All right, hey, everybody, welcome back to Chop Talk. This is your host, Nate England. My guest this week is my good buddy, Chris Gavin, who's actually my oldest karate student. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, man. Man, you started, well, we've known each other since we were little kids, but you started working out with me when? When I transferred to U of I. That was probably it, right?
Yeah, I think that was the year 2000.
Yeah, working out in the rec center, and I think you've been a green belt now for 15 years, so if anyone ever accuses me of doing fast promotions, I'm going to point to you.
Right. I definitely need a little bit of remedial training there.
Yeah, man, I remember when we worked out, you had this choke You would even get close to putting it on me, and I would just pass out. I don't know.
It was amazing. I don't understand how your neck was so perfectly formed for the crux of my elbow, but man, it was amazing.
You just got anywhere near it, and I would just pass out. So yeah, that was
amazing. Seriously, that was really amazing. I remember working out for you with you for like 3-4 hours a time.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful.
Oh yeah, man, it was great. Except the only problem was, we had some girls who would come in, and you know, and they would wear this perfume. They'd be doused in perfume, and they come in to work out. And you had these horrible allergies.
Yes. So it was really easy to make the mad face for some of the opponents.
Right, yeah, because you're already...
With the tense facial muscles, trying not to sneeze, yeah.
Oh, great. That was good times. You know, we need to do a whole episode about the U of I group, because I haven't had anybody on here yet from the U of I, but it was such a good group. We had so many really great people working out, and we just had a really fun time. So that's mark that down. We're going to do a future episode. I'm going to get a hold of some of these people, and we're going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be awesome. A lot of fun.
But yeah. So what I was, but now I'm over here in Cincinnati, Kosho School of Karate, and you know, things are a little bit different now. We got a different group, but. We got this big seminar coming up, man. Have you heard about this thing?
You know, I have. I've been meaning to ask you about this.
All right.
This is the one that's on Saturday, November 7th.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's coming up here, Saturday, November 7th. I think that's what. That's less than a month away. Oh my God, I'm gonna start panicking here. we're having it here in Cincinnati, Kosho School of Karate. We're putting it on. That's for anybody who doesn't know the Chop Talk Kosho connection. So I'm the co-owner of the Kosho School of Karate, along with Sensei David Hammond and Bob Volz, V-O-L-Z, not Bob Bowles. It's important we distinguish those guys.
Congratulations to you guys, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a definite challenge getting this thing up and going over the last couple years, but we're there. We're making progress. We're getting new students signed up all the time, and now we got this big event coming up. So I think.
Well, yeah, this seminar should be excellent for you.
Yeah. It's really exciting, but I'm also really nervous because we have six people from Japan coming over.
Oh my Lord.
And so I mean the main one is Fukuhara Sensei Chushu Fukuhara. Who was actually last year's Japanese national Batodo champion. So these aren't the scrubs, people.
Wow.
These are some good guys. And he was my Jodo and Iaido teacher when I was living in Japan, when I was living in Okinawa.
Well, what exactly is Jodo?
Okay, so Jodo is the art of the short staff. So normally, I think we have a lot of karate listeners, or guys who've watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They know about the bow staff, which is about 6 feet long, right?
Yeah.
So the Joe is going to be shorter. It's about 4 feet long, and the neat thing about the Joe is it's worked differently than the bow. It's like, oh, it's a stick. It's just a shorter stick. It's actually more complicated than that because of the shortness, you can work a lot of different moves with it. It was originally intended to be used against the samurai sword. And
how does the stick work against the samurai sword?
A few ways. First thing is the stick can be used like three different weapons. So it can be used really similarly to the sword, you know, whacking people on the head or poking them, stabbing them, things like that. But you can also do the same movements that you could with a spear and the same movements you could use with a naginata. The naginata is about the length of a spear, but has a blade on the end. So you're slashing with it instead of spearing with it.
Right, okay.
And they'd use it against the sword because it is just a little bit longer than the sword. So you can use it to keep that guy with a sword away. You can do a thrust on him while he's still swinging wildly and he's missing you.
Right, yeah.
And you can also work on the inside of him. So you can work on the inside, doing your blocks on the arms, thrusting in between the eyes and solar plexus, so that you're too far inside this sword guy so that he's not hitting you with the sword anymore, he's hitting you with your arms. So it's a really, really interesting martial art. And I think people who aren't familiar with it, and it's not that well known of a martial art, so there are a lot of people who aren't familiar with it.
Now, did you start learning that in Peoria, or is that something that you picked up in Okinawa?
I did. And that is one of the really great things about Academy of Okinawan Karate in Peoria, is that Shion Walker really had a very wide breadth of knowledge on a lot of different martial arts. And what happened was, one of Grandmaster Trias's students, a guy named Terry Sanders, moved to Japan. I think he went there as an English teacher. Don't quote me on that, but I think he went there as an English teacher, like a lot of people do.
like everybody
has to. It's like here, when doctors from India come over, it's like, yeah, shut up, Haji, and drive that cab. If a foreigner, if a white guy or anybody, doesn't matter, you have to be white, if you're a non-Japanese guy, goes to Japan, it's like, yeah, I understand you have a master's degree. Go teach English, Gaijin. You know, it's what you have to do. So anyway.
Okay, so he goes over there.
And he gets in with a group that's doing sword and jo. And so he learned some Japanese sword katas, and he learned the basics of the jo. So when he comes back to the U.S., Grandmaster Trias has him teach at a seminar, or teach some of the higher-ranked guys that were around Grandmaster Trias at the time some of these techniques. And so, Shion Walker had picked up the basic techniques and also Renai, which is the longest kata of the first Jo series. It's really long, especially for a Japanese or a Jo kata. It's as long as a karate kata or weapons kata. And usually the Japanese katas are much, much shorter, just a few moves long. Right. And in fact, the Jo, it actually, for Yushiri Ryu guys, it's in the pinnacle. I mean, there's a few pages in the pinnacle that are devoted to, these are the basic strikes of the Jo, this is the Kata Renai. And so I learned the basics there. And it was super interesting to me because, again, it was a combination of the sword, which I was really interested in, and the bow, which a Donatello, the Donatello has, right? Right, yeah, exactly. So it was really interesting to me. But there was only so much information out there. Look, I learned the first few basic strikes, maybe up to number 6. I learned that kata, which is super interesting, and that's it. But that's it anywhere. It's just, it's not out there. So when I moved to Japan, one of my goals was, hey, I'm going to find somebody who works in Jodo. So when I got over there, that was sort of one of my goals.
Looking for a way to gain an edge on the competition? Want to give your body some much-needed relief and relaxation? Try Medical Resort ATAC, Okinawa's specialist in sports therapy and wellness care. ATAC offers customizable massage therapy. Try their oxygen chamber for increased metabolism and faster recovery from injuries. Or take their stretching course to improve flexibility. ATAC is used by professional athletes from the Ryukyu Golden Kings, FC Ryukyu, and Ryukyu Corazon. Stop into their center Monday through Saturday at 12830 Oroku in Naha City, Okinawa. Call 098-859-1890 or visit them on the web at www.sanso-atac.com. That's www.sanso-atac.com.
Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks. Remember, If you have an upcoming seminar, tournament, or other martial arts event, let us know, and we'd be happy to announce it on the program. And now, back to the show.
Who's the guy that you got coming out here with the gel?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Who is the guy that you've got coming out, the Japanese dude?
Oh, yeah. The guy coming out is Sensei Chushu Fukuhara. He was my Jo teacher that I found sort of by accident in Okinawa, but he took me in, and it was really interesting. I went to the Budokan, which is the big martial arts center in Okinawa, and there was supposed to be a guy teaching Kabuto there, and I'd found his contact information. I talked to him before I moved over there. He told me, yes, I work out on these dates at this times. So, yeah, come over and you can work out. So I got to the Budokan, and this guy's nowhere to be found. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I'm like, okay, I float across the ocean, and this guy is supposed to meet here.
I was just thinking, in this situation, he was surprised he's open.
Right. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm here anyway, so I might as well poke around and see what else is going on. So I went up to the staff that was working there at the time, and they didn't speak any English. My Japanese was non-existent at that time. And right. I asked them, hey, you know, what's going on? When is this? And we kind of made each other known. And they said, there is full contact karate on Friday. I'm like, oh, okay. There is sumo. I'm like, sumo? I'm like, oh, no, it is for a little kid, not for you. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And then, yeah.
Did your face drop when you heard that?
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I was looking forward to wearing that loincloth, you know, packing on a couple hundred pounds. and they listed a couple other things that, for whatever reason, didn't catch my interest. And I started walking away, and they go, oh, and there is Jodo. And I go, what? Jodo. And I'm like, when? Now. What? Now, there's Jodo. Where? Second floor. Here? Now? Yes. Oh, okay. All right. So I went up to the second floor, and sure enough, there's a Jodo class. Now, I had just spent 2 months in mainland Japan trying to find this. No luck. And then here I am in Okinawa, where I just assumed everybody was going to be working Okinawan weapons, Okinawan Kabuto. And I walk up, and here's these guys working the Japanese martial art of Jodo. And I sat down, and I watched for 2 hours, and I got in.
Yeah, that's awesome. Seriously, that's really amazing.
It was just
like that. You just watched patiently, and then at the end, the guy's like, yeah, come and train with me.
Yeah, that was exactly it. You know, and that's something that people need to keep this in mind. If they're really serious about some place and they want to work out, just sit down, shut up, and watch. And at the end of class, people are going to come talk to you. That's one thing that I personally find very frustrating when people come into the dojo and watch when we're in the middle of class, like a new person, right? And you have to go give them the song and dance routine to try to make them stay, and then they usually don't stay anyway. Or there's people out there that want to get in somewhere and they don't understand why they can't just walk in the door and, oh, here's a black belt, sir, and join the class, and you know, sit down and watch. And all of a sudden, you're going to get in. Another little secret is, in at least Okinawa, I don't know about mainland Japan, but Okinawa, if you ask to watch somebody's workout, they can't say no. It's considered bad manners to say no. So here's what you do. You go, oh, yeah, can I come and watch your workout? And they'll say, yes. Okay, like, all right. So then you show up to watch the workout with your gi and your backpack. And 9 times out of 10, they'll go, oh, did you want to just watch or did you want to train? And then you're in. And then you can get in and jump in and work out with them. And as long as you're not a dipshit, they won't break your leg. And that's it. You're in.
That is excellent advice for anybody who is traveling to Japan.
Yeah.
Who wants to follow in the footsteps of Mr. England. Yeah, seriously, I mean, you train with some pretty serious dudes when you were over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You obviously made an impression because you've got Sensei Fukuhara coming to Cincinnati.
Yeah, and not just Fukuhara, but we got six other people too. I mean, Miwa Kanazawa is coming over.
This is the girl from South Africa, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So Miwa is one of the top female karateka in the world. And I shouldn't say female. I shouldn't qualify. She's excellent all the way around. But she is a female. And she's a student of Yoshio Kubo, who's actually one of the most famous Goju-ryu guys out there. He lives in Okinawa. And Miwa and I met each other a couple different ways. One was running around in the karate world because it's so small over there. Everybody knows everybody.
Right, yeah.
And we met there, and then we wound up working at the same high school together. So it was great because she could kind of help translate the, you know, whatever the principal was giving directions to me, or help me yell at the students when they were misbehaving.
Right. It's good that you had a protector over there.
It was.
For your high school days.
It was. You know, I don't know if I ever told you this. We're getting kind of off subject here, but I don't know if I ever told you this. When I did my interview at the high school, everybody, of course, knew I was there doing karate. So mm-hmm. I was sitting there with the whole, like the principal, the superintendent, a bunch of other people from the school, and then the woman who recommended me for the job.
Are they all sitting in the round table staring at you the entire time?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
No, that's fine.
So the principal, he speaks English very well. And so he stands up and he says, "Nate, now you must understand that even if the students misbehave, you're not allowed to use your karate on them." And everybody had a laugh about that.
Did you pull out a paper and a pen and write that down in front of them?
I did. Well, here's the thing. Somebody tipped me off that he was a big-time judo guy. He'd been studying judo since he was a little kid, really into judo. And so I said, "Yes, but is it okay if I use judo?" And so he laughs. Everybody bursts out laughing. He goes, "Yes, yes, judo is okay. You just can't punch them, but judo is okay." So, all right. So fast forward to... Now, this is the top high school in Okinawa Prefecture. This is where all the smart kids are, and all these kids are going on to college, and they're supposed to be really well behaved, okay?
This mm-hmm. is supposed to be, right?
Supposed to be, right. So I'm teaching class, and I walk up to the chalkboard, and I turn around, I'm writing down some English word, you know, "Johnny went to the store." And all of a sudden I hear this crashing, this rumbling, and smack. So I turn around, and in my class, there's this one great big kid. I mean, not just big for Japanese, but a big guy. He was almost as tall as I am and built solid. He could have been in that sumo class, you know, and graduated. Okay.
Going around the little four-year-old.
Right. Big, strong guy. And then there was a little kind of wiry guy, you know, and little for Japanese. Well, these two guys, I don't know what happened. They're in a fight and they're throwing punches at each other. And I turn around, and they're throwing punches at each other, and just as I turn around, they kind of turn around, and they both fall down at the same time. And the desks, two desks go over at the same time. And I'm like, "Ah, Jesus Christ." And then the little one pops up immediately, jumps up, grabs a big guy by the throat, cocks back his arm, and is just about to let him have it. He starts punching forward. I run from the front of the classroom to the back of the classroom where they are, hook this kid's arm as he's trying to punch this the big guy, put another arm around his throat, putting him in that chokehold, and pulled him back.
The famous chokehold.
Right. Now, the big guy gets up, and he's eyeing this little guy, and I have a hold of him. It's like he could just lay him out. So I had to turn the little guy around, start walking him out the door, and keeping an eye on the big guy over my shoulder. Now, if the big guy comes at me or comes at the little guy, I'm gonna have to hit him. I'm gonna have to hit him with a back kick. So I wheel the little guy out in the office, and I get the big guy out, and I start screaming at him in English. So, and I think Miwa helped translate a little bit of that. So I did have to use my judo, but I didn't use my karate. So it was okay.
You had to break out the English, though.
Yes, yeah. But I think they understood the gist of what I was trying to say. But...
Right.
Mowari no hito ni sa wo sukete imasen ka? Anata no karada wa kyusoku wo hitsuyou to shite imasen ka? Sports massage, kenkou no specialist, medical resort ATAC wo ichido torai shite mite kudasai. ATAC de wa okyaku sama no karada ni awaseta massage wo okunaimasu. Mata, ATAC no sanso shitsu ni mo torai shite mite kudasai. Taisha koujo, kega no soki kaifuki ni kikimasu. Junansei wo takameru, stretching course ni mo torai shite mite kudasai. ATAC wa pro chimu, Rukyu Golden Kings, FC Rukyu, soshite Rukyu Korazan no senshu mo ryo shite masu. Zehi ichido goraiten kudasai. Open, ketsuyobi kara doyobi made, Okinawa ken, Naha shi, Oroku, 1-28 no 30. Denwa bango 098-859-1890. Homepage mo cheko shite mite kudasai. www.sanso-atac.com www.sanso-atac.com Ego, Portugal go, Spain go, Nihon go ga hanaseru staff ga imasu. But yeah, so Miwa's coming. She's the one who got me in with on the South African tour, where I got to go around with her teacher, Yoshio Kuba, and then MTS Abdullah, who has had so many different positions. I'm not sure what position he's in now. I think he's head of the African Karate Union, or the vice president of the World Karate Federation. I'm not sure. He's had so many positions. I probably listed two of them, but he's got a bunch. But he's a real big-time African karate guy. And
guy is amazing. I remember the interview with him. That was great.
Yeah, and I need to get another one, too, because he had a lot more to say. I mean, he was basically sneaking out of the country during apartheid to go and work out in Japan to learn karate. He's got a really incredible story. So that's another one. I'm going to write that down too. So I'm going to get him on there. So, Miwa, I wound up recommending Miwa to Fukuhara sensei, and she started studying Jodo. So she's not just a karate girl anymore. She's also a Jodo girl.
Good to see you, Nathan.
Yeah.
Starting that cultural exchange in Okinawa.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And I think this is everybody's first trip to the U.S., so I'm going to be responsible for making sure that they have a good time and they're not mugged, you know. And
right, well, you tell them to hide the valuables.
Yes. But we also have at the seminar also Sensei Hammond is going to be teaching. He's the Shuriru style head for the USKK, the United States Karate Dokai, who's another world-class karate instructor. We're just lucky enough to have him here in Cincinnati as our main instructor. He's great. I first worked out with him when I was going to Miami University, I guess about 10 years ago. And he was great because he's the master of angles. He works all these different angles, and he has all these different angle drills to move, block, lock the guy's arm, break the guy's arm, hit him. He has these kicking drills that are in different angles. And here's another thing that it's real impressive to me is he still works out as hard as ever, even though he's in his 60s. So a lot of guys who have worked out hard for that many years have injuries, bad knees, bad hips. No offense to anybody.
Well, it takes a toll on you, no doubt.
Yeah, big beer bellies or something like that. But he is still working out as hard as ever. And so it's really, we're really lucky to have him. He'll get in there and spar with us. And he caught me with a back kick the other day and then punched me in the eye. So don't mess with him. And then we might have a mystery instructor also. I can't announce yet because it's not official, but it's looking good.
Well, good, man. I'm excited for you. This looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really
going to be at your dojo.
No, it's going to be too big for the dojo. So we're going to be having it at the Mount Washington Elementary School, which is pretty close to the dojo. We're going to have it in their gymnasium. So if anybody's interested, I think this is the last week of pre-registration. So get a hold of me now, like right now. Send an email. Either call the school's number, which is 513-510-3844. Send an email to koshoschoolofkarate@gmail.com or check out our Facebook page. I've been putting up some videos of Fukuhara Sensei and our guys here working out and preparing for this seminar. And we have some more event information there. I've got the event poster, registration forms. So definitely check out Kosho School of Karate on Facebook.
Well, Nathan, I wish you all the best.
Thanks, buddy.
I think it's going to be great. I think you're going to be doing an excellent job, and I'm excited that you got all these guys coming from Japan. And girls.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
And girls. Well, thanks, man. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I'm really nervous. We've already got a bunch of people coming from all over. You know, hope you can make it. Hope other people from Illinois, Canada, Michigan, everywhere, Ohio. You know, looking forward to this. It's a big event. I'm real excited. And yeah, thanks for letting me vent about it for an hour or a half
no
hour.
No problem, man. I love hearing the stories, and I got a couple of new ones. So I do appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, man. I know you've got to get going, so we'll wrap it up here. And yeah, we'll do it again. We'll get that U of I Chop Talk going at some point in the future.
Fantastic.
Have you back on there. All right, man. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Goodbye now.
That's all for this week's show. Thanks to my good buddy, Chris Gavin, for calling in. To find out more about the Kosho School of Karate in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the upcoming seminar with Sensei Chushu Fukuhara on Saturday, November 7th, call 513-510-3844, email koshoschoolofkarate@gmail.com, or visit the school's page on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Nihidibiru and Mataya. Everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks.